talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, and it's a getaway Friday, Friday, August the 7th, 2026, first Friday in the month of August, 17 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. We'll be live here tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., special guest in the studio. And Matt will be on from 10 to 11 tonight, and much of the same.
Pretty much, yes. It is going to be, politics.
Right, and we have tickets to Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, with special guest Spin Doctor for the Ohio State Fair, 7 p.m. tomorrow night, August the 8th. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was watching on YouTube a special about those weight loss drugs.
Yeah.
And they say that they have a tendency to make you lose weight in the face more than anywhere else.
Well, I've seen people lose weight all over the place, but you really see it in the face. There's something about the chin and the cheeks. Everything just starts to sag.
And I know a woman that had two gastric bypass surgeries, and she didn't curtail what she was eating, and the stomach stretched and she bloomed back up and was heavier than what she was before. And she's trying to find a doctor that'll do it again.
All I'm saying is people are going to come off these drugs eventually, and that's not going to be pretty.
No, they showed several people and had several people in there talking about how, you know, that their face looked good before they started that weight loss drug, and now they look pretty nasty.
It's unfortunate that people have to go through this when they're trying to lose weight. But for that drug to make you lose that amount of weight in that little a time, there's something heavy in there, and that can't be good for your kidneys. That cannot be good for your system in general.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So we'll see how it all shakes out, but thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But it's everybody's dream to be thin. They want to fit into certain clothes. They want to, you know, again, it's like the gym. It's all very cosmetic.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, you know.
I think this is all very cosmetically driven. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about drinking plenty of water?
Drinking plenty of water on our list here.
We already had that one.
Oh.
Okay. All right, run down our list again.
The topic is, name something people do to stay healthy, and the answers we have so far are exercise, eat veggies, drink water, and take vitamins.
So one answer left. Name something people do to stay healthy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And no grounding.
No.
No castor oil. No staying away from the cell phones. Unfortunately. These may be healthy options as far as I know.
I think we use honey more often.
Well, honey never spoils.
I like honey.
Well,
if you got a rough throat, just eat a teaspoon of honey.
All right, go ahead, caller.
How about get plenty of sleep?
Sleep is the last one
sleep.
On the list.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so what was the category and what were the answers?
The category was, name something people do to stay healthy, and all five answers were exercise, eat veggies, drink water, sleep, and take vitamins.
All right, what's the next category?
The next category is name a color on the rainbow.
This is simple. Name a color on the rainbow. And how many answers do we have?
I mean, I don't know. Are we still counting the one?
The one?
There's five.
Five. Name a color on the rainbow. We have five of them here. Name a color on the rainbow. 740-383-9944. And it's tickets to Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, special guest Spin Doctors tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, August the 8th, 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center. Name a color on the rainbow. Do you have the number there right?
I feel like there's colors missing.
Well, I think they just gave the top five answers, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if that's it, then yeah, sure.
Yeah. Name a color on the rainbow. We've got the top five answers here. Let's see if anybody guesses a wrong color here. This will be interesting. 740-383-9944. How many people actually look at the rainbow? Go ahead, caller.
Does no one remember Roy G. Biv?
Yeah, that's what I was just doing in my head, and I was like, there's missing things here.
Would you tell me which colors you have already?
No.
Yeah, we don't have any.
None.
Oh. Okay. How many am I allowed to give you?
One.
I'm going to go with indigo.
Indigo.
That's one of the ones that's not on here.
Not there.
Roy G. Biv, guys. Matt, I'm telling
look,
you.
Look, I didn't put the list. I didn't look. I didn't
Roy
put the
G.
list together.
Biv, where,
Roy G. Biv, yeah.
No, no. It,
yeah, I understand that, but listen. Indigo, I could tell you, was not going to be on that list.
Well, is Violet? It's probably not on there either.
Yes, Violet is also not on here.
See?
It's wrong.
The outliers.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It does, I mean, like...
You got to be exact.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. All right. Name some colors on the rainbow. That's where we are here today. Colors on the rainbow, 740-383-9944. One answer at a time. Go ahead, caller.
How about yellow?
Yes, yellow is one of the ones on here.
Yellow, thank you.
Yep.
Yellow is one of the ones. You know, we've got a yellow dog Democrat here at the station.
What?
Oh, yeah, years ago, Terry got called the yellow dog Democrat.
What is a yellow dog Democrat?
He'd vote for a Democrat even if it was a yellow dog. I guess it's what
okay.
That means. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
What about red?
Red is on the list.
Red is there. All right, we've got red and yellow. Name a color on the rainbow. A color on the old rainbow. No indigo.
What are you... Look,
oh, that's silly.
Why are you hating... Look, that's one...
I'm just telling... Nobody says indigo.
That's one of the colors of the rainbow.
Oh, okay. Give me a box of Crayola. Get the indigo color out. Get the indigo crayon. No.
That's the colors of the
that's
rainbow.
That's insanity. Insanity. Go ahead, caller.
Are you talking about Terry Klein?
No, Terry Hackett.
Oh, I was going to say.
No.
I can't imagine him voting for a Democrat.
No. Oh, Terry Tank is our yellow dog Democrat.
You got to make that clear because there's two little Terrys there.
Didn't I say Terry Tankett?
No, you just said Terry.
Well, I don't think Terry Klein is with us. He's just a listener. Terry Tankett is with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get him to be a yellow dog Democrat?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Years ago, the late Gail French, who used to called in one day and said, you got your old yellow dog Democrat there.
I've never heard that expression.
Well, that's what we said. We said, what's a yellow dog? Said, you would vote for a yellow dog as long as it was a Democrat. You're kind of a yellow dog Democrat yourself there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now you got a new title. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Right, the old yellow dog. I don't know. I didn't make it up. Maybe the old indigo dog Democrat.
He didn't give a color of the rainbow.
I don't know. Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yep.
Name a color on the rainbow.
So far, we've got red and yellow.
Red and yellow.
I don't like this list.
Whoosh. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about pink?
Pink.
There's no pink on the list.
No pink.
Alrighty.
No pink on the list.
What? Well, mean,
don't look at me.
We gotta
look at me like I knew something. Go ahead, caller.
I'm assuming there's probably just the five basic colors, so blue.
Blue is on the list. Thank you. Blue is on the list. There you go.
We've got two left.
Okay. 740-383-9944. Name a color of the rainbow. What colors do we have?
So far we have red, blue, and yellow.
Red, blue, and yellow. Two left to go. Name a color of the rainbow. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What's coming next? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Orange.
You know, there is no orange.
No orange.
What? Man, that's a ripoff.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. What kind of a rainbow is this?
There's no orange in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv.
You can Roy G. Biv all you want. I'm talking about when I look at the rainbow when I'm driving through after a rainstorm. There's no orange in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv. That's
Starburst.
The rainbow.
Starburst. Taste the rainbow.
Well,
there you are.
There's no blue Starburst.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Green.
Green.
Green is on the list.
All right, green, my favorite color. Thank you very much.
That's a good color. Green's also my favorite color.
Well,
look at that.
It was mine first.
I bet it was.
All right. What things do we got here?
We have one left.
Colors of the rainbow. Go ahead, caller.
Blue.
Blue.
We already got blue.
Already got blue.
Red.
Red.
Already got red.
Already got red. Try again.
Orange.
Already got...
Not well, orange isn't
orange
there.
Orange isn't even there, yep.
Nope.
All right.
No orange there.
Telling you, this is a... This
the
is
companion
a,
piece is listening to
this
the
is,
show.
This is a bad rainbow.
I think it's fine. What colors do we have? We got to keep people updated on this. See, they don't know.
So far, we have red. We have blue. We have green. And we have yellow. There's one left.
All right. One color left. Colors on the rainbow. 740-383-9944. I don't know where you get orange in a rainbow.
What do you
mean? Get a rainbow. Next time you're driving after a storm, there's no orange in the rainbow.
Look. Roy G. Biv is the color.
Who came up with that is the colors of the rainbow?
I don't know who came up with that.
All right. Here's our old indigo-colored Republican. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
How about O as in orange?
There is no orange.
Are you?
Why do people keep guessing orange? There's no orange in a rainbow.
It's called Roy G. Biv. This is a bad list. This is a bad list.
Who was Roy G. Biv?
That's it. I had it. It's red, orange, yellow, blue, green, indigo, violet.
Yeah, that's
colors.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, and
yeah, that's stupid.
And all of those have been said, and there's still one on the list. So somebody messed up their rainbow.
That's like the four food groups. That's been discontinued.
There's five food groups now. But
it's the food pyramid.
Yeah, I told you your lists are crap, Matt.
They're not my lists.
try harder next time, okay?
There you go.
This is all from an indigo-colored Republican, you understand?
print a better list.
All right, go ahead, caller. Who's next? The seven colors of the rainbow in order from top to bottom. Well, call in and give this to us.
Yes, Roy G. Biv.
No, geez, stop with that Roy G. Biv.
That's
sounds
it.
Like a name. Roy G. Biv. I sell insurance here in Marion. I'm Roy G. Biv. Colors of the rainbow. We still have one we don't have here. 740-383-9944. The colors we have are...
The colors we have are red, blue, green, and yellow.
Red, blue, green, and yellow. What is that? Something like that.
Look, it's because you took out all the other colors.
No, I didn't take them out. Society took them out.
Look, there's one color
How
left
can
here.
We not be getting... Let me look at the color.
There's one color left, and it's not in the rainbow. Well, I mean, it's not in the rainbow.
Oh, that is two in the
That's
rainbow.
That's not in the rainbow.
That color's in... I've seen that color in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv.
No.
Red, orange,
that
yellow.
That color's in the rainbow.
Green,
that
blue,
color right there is in the rainbow.
Indigo violet.
I think you're wrong about that.
Well, none of the colors I just listed off are the one that's
red like is number one.
Yeah.
Blue is number two.
Yep.
Green is number three. Yellow is number four. And this is number five.
And it's not any of the ones that the Roy G. Biv.
All right. 740-383-9944. Look, there's a rainbow right there.
Yeah.
Do we have an answer? 740-383. Apparently, there's no answer. We've went through all the colors. We might as well shut this thing down.
No.
We've got Blues Traveler Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin Doctors at the Ohio State Fair, August the 8th at 7 p.m. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? I hope somebody does.
Well, I'd assume that, I mean, you can only name so many colors, I guess. I mean, just start naming off colors, I suppose. Just not red, green, blue, or yellow? Yeah, yellow.
First of all, this does not look like any rainbow I've ever seen. Right, now see, this looks like a rainbow. There's no orange in that.
What are you talking about?
Where's the orange?
In between
the red
and the red.
Yellow,
nope.
Green, blue, and the color we're not getting.
There's like overlap. So it's like red, orange.
There was no orange in there.
I'm telling you.
There's no orange.
It's red.
And you work in produce. You know what orange is?
The red overlaps with the yellow.
Go ahead, caller.
About violet.
No violet.
No violet.
Okay, and the picture I sent you is from National Geographic, because I already knew you'd question the, oh, this don't look like no rainbow I ever seen.
Well, I've never been to the National Geographic.
Yeah, and you charge rabbits, too.
I don't know. Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Colors of the rainbow. One left to go here.
I'm telling you, everybody's saying Roy G. Biv.
This is simple. Simple.
It's not a... Look.
That's a color.
Roy G. Biv.
Is that not a color?
It's a color.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just not, you know...
It's in a marker box. It's in a crayon box. It's in a colored pencil box.
It's just not...
It's in watercolor paint.
It's just not in the rainbow.
Certainly, yeah. We just saw a picture of it. No orange.
There's orange, yes. Red, orange, yellow.
No.
Red, orange, yellow.
No.
Yeah.
There's no orange.
There's
in there.
Red, and then like the
people just see what they want to see.
And then the overlap between the red and the yellow is orange.
People need to see their oculist.
Okay.
740-383-9944. Name a color on the rainbow. All right, who's gonna get it? Hope somebody.
I think they just condensed some colors.
Who? Condensed?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
When I was in school, it was Roy G. Biv, and now apparently it's not Roy G. Biv anymore.
Here's our old yellow dog Democrat. Go ahead, caller.
Purple.
Purple!
It is purple.
There we go. Was that hard?
No, I thought that was pretty easy. I got two of them.
It's not in the rainbow. That's all
yellow
I'm saying.
Purple.
It's purple in a rainbow.
I don't know.
Nope. Red, orange, yellow, blue,
there's
green.
There's no orange in a rainbow, red, I'll tell you that.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. They just combined indigo, violet, I guess, into purple and combined orange and red. Or sorry, and then combined yellow. I don't know. And then, yeah.
Hey,
just split orange between
if we
red
got,
and yellow.
If we got yellow dog Democrats, what would the president of the United States be?
Well, he's definitely yellow. Won't be a good color for a little pussy.
Whoa!
I could probably go on and on.
No, no, no. Oh, well, I'm sorry I asked. We're going to have to go on now. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Well, you know. Ay, ay, ay.
That's good. So
all the comments expressed on this program are not those of this station.
All right, so
okay.
The category was name a color in the rainbow. We got red, blue, green.
Yeah, I understand that. Purple.
Yellow and purple.
Purple. Okay, next category.
Name something you'd find at a birthday party.
Oh, here we go. Name something you'd find at a birthday party. How many answers?
There are five also.
Five answers. Name something you'd find at a birthday party. Nice, wholesome little show we do here.
That's right.
Yep. Apple pie and mom. 740-383-9944. Things you'd find at a birthday party. No Roy G. Biv.
You might find Roy G. Biv. At
maybe
the,
an old yellow dog Democrat or an old indigo-colored Republican.
Why dog?
I don't know. It's probably a diss.
Well, I'm sure it's a diss, but...
I remember when Gail said that. Gail had an interesting voice, too. Said, well, the old yellow dog there.
Caller. In solidarity with the last caller, I'd say strippers.
Strippers. There you go.
No. No strippers on the list.
And they're not yellow or indigo. Thank you. No orange there either. Holy mackerel. God.
You know, it's crazy. Because right before... So right below name something people do to stay healthy, it says kid friendly questions, and then it's name a color of the rainbow.
That's all the question was. We didn't have to go anywhere but the colors of the rainbow. Ay ay ay. 740-383-9944. What's the category? Name something you find at a birthday party?
I had a birthday party.
Five answers. We need them all here. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here. We've got tickets to Blues Traveler, Gin Blossom, Spin Doctors tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, 7 p.m. I love the Gin Blossoms.
They're okay. Remind me of Green Day, kind of.
Who's going to call in? We'll shut the song off if somebody calls in. Until then, you're just going to have to listen to the music.
Like messing with you. A birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
Yes, birthday cake.
Birthday cake is on the list. All right, birthday cake is on the list. Name something you find at a birthday party. 740-383-9944. Who's going to give an answer here? Go ahead, caller.
Might be a dumb answer, but white?
White.
No white.
No white. No white at the birthday party. Oh, Lord.
Well, so far we have cake.
I'll tell you what. Someday I should do this show with a gummy. I think it would make the same sense as it does now.
Do it.
Doesn't make any sense now. Why would it make any sense then?
I think it'd be an entertaining show.
Yeesh. Name something you'd find at a birthday party. Caller. Whoops. Go ahead, caller.
How about the birthday boy or the birthday girl or the birthday transvestite?
No birthday person.
Oh, okay.
Transvestite?
Well, you got them all out there anymore. You never know. You see a girl, that's really a girl, or you see a guy, that's really a guy.
I can always tell.
Haven't you ever been driving down the road and you've seen some nice long hair and you look over and it's a damn guy?
No. Well, no, Matt gets that every day. How about that? If he just cut his hair, he wouldn't have this problem.
Well, if he could keep it more combed, more nice and stuff, it'd help.
Yeah. What about that?
You know.
I mean, fair enough, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
there you go.
You just watch and go, don't you, Matt? That's what I
Well, one of those.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. The category is...
Name something you'd find at a birthday party. And so far we have cake.
Cake! Four other answers, right?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Somebody wants to know if that's the only song they sing. I'll tell you, everybody's a critic this morning. Ay, ay, ay. No, they do this one, which is my favorite. I don't know why you haven't heard this one. I think this one's very good. Hold on. We'll get there. But what's the category here?
The category is name something you'd find at a birthday party. And so far we have cake. And there are four answers left.
This is my favorite Gin Blossom song. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about presents?
Gifts. Yes.
Gifts.
Well, you'd probably show up at a birthday party, Scott, with no present, wouldn't you?
No, I would bring everybody a nice eyedropper of castor oil.
Yeah.
Boy, and they're so happy to get those.
And that stuff stinks, too. High heaven. Castor oil.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference with the person who puts that in their belly button. Who would know?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Things at a birthday party. Gin Blossoms. Blues Traveler. Spin Doctors.
One heck of a birthday party.
That's right.
Until I hear it from you.
think that's a good song. The Gin Blossoms.
It's okay.
All right, who will be at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow? Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, and Spin Doctors, 7 p.m. Would anybody like tickets to this event? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you've got any answers to the questions here. Which the question is...
Name something you'd find at a birthday party.
Name something you'd find at a birthday party, and the answers we have are...
So far we have cake and gifts.
Cake and gifts. What's a good birthday... You know, I heard, speaking of this, that you gave a birthday gift recently. A nice birthday gift to somebody in your family.
Well, not just me. It was me and my brother.
I understand, but I thought there was a big conflict at some point about you don't like to give gifts for particular occasions and so on and so forth. And now look at you giving a nice big gift.
Yeah, but it wasn't my idea. I think it was my brother, but he just kind of said, "Hey, you wanna do this?" And I was like, "I mean, I guess."
You went in on it.
Yeah, but I didn't really do anything.
But you gave money.
I don't even think I picked the hotel room. I'm pretty sure my dad picked the hotel room.
But you gave the dough.
Well, me and Caleb both.
And you knew it was for a special occasion.
Well, I mean...
Birthday?
I mean, I don't know how special birthdays are, but yeah, sure.
But you knew that's what it was for. See?
I guess.
Well, there you go. Listen, that's good.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, what makes the difference? Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday? Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Why is it not the same thing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, birthdays aren't national holidays. There's that. but I don't know. I bet you if we tried to do it on Mother's Day weekend, it'd be like 400. I don't know. It'd be more.
So there was a price issue. There was a price point. You were not going to go above.
Well, not going to lie to you. It was more expensive than I thought it was going to be anyways. But, I mean, what am I going to do? Be like, no.
So you just had the idea. What?
No, I didn't even have the idea. Again, literally, the only thing I did was... as a matter of fact, I didn't even give them money. The money was transferred out of my account. I didn't even have to do anything. All I had to say was, okay.
Well, who did all the work?
Really? My dad. And he didn't even, me and my brother just kind of gave money for it. Besides that, my dad did all the work. He found the hotel rooms and I don't know what all they did, but, that was him.
But it came from you.
And my brother, yes.
There you go.
and I think that my sister was going to get in on it, but she's broke because, college.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about guests?
Guests.
No guests. That's a good one, though.
All right. Well, does anybody want to go to the Gin Blossoms or the Spin Doctors or the Blues Traveler tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, August the 8th, 7 p.m.? If you do, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We got about 10 minutes left here.
I think when we leave here, I'm going to go kidnap my cousin, and we're going to go to the park.
The park?
Yeah.
What park?
I don't know. I think it's called Stepping
Stones. You know, it's raining.
It's like sprinkling outside. I'll be all right. I got a hoodie.
That's not a good park day.
Oh, no. Stepping Stones, though, is a nice place.
No.
I think it's in, upper, if I had to recall.
Go ahead.
Candles?
No candles.
No candles on our list today.
This is a pretty bad list.
Things you need at a birthday party, right?
Yeah, something you'd find at a birthday party.
And which answers do we have?
Cake and gifts.
Cake and gifts. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Music.
No music.
No music on our list today.
That's a boring birthday party.
Well, some of them are. I've been to some boring birthday parties, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Decorations and party favors.
Can you be more specific?
Hats and horns and...
party hats
things
is on
like
there, yeah.
The hat for, you know, like for the party, for the birthday party, yeah, you know, happy birthday stuff.
Yep, hats are on the list.
All right.
Thank you. Hats are on the list. There you go.
Well, that's good.
Things you'd find at a birthday party.
You know, I have never been to a birthday party that had party hats.
Oh, I have. They used to, you strap them on your head.
Yeah, I know what they are, but I just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to a party that actually used birthday hats.
Yeah.
Party hats.
I've been to those. It's been a long time, but I've been to those. Go ahead, caller.
Family?
No family.
A lonely birthday party.
Yeah, that's right.
Lonely party. Table one. Got your cake and your presents and your hat.
We got two things left.
740-383-9944. Things you need for a birthday party.
Right now we have cake, gifts, and party hats.
Don't forget, we'll be live tonight, 8:15 till 10. Special guest tonight.
I think we should bring back the dunce cap.
Well, I don't know.
What'd you got against the dunce cap?
Because you're calling somebody a dunce. I don't know if that's a good idea. That's not even a word people use anymore.
I'm sure people know what dunce means, don't they?
Well, you know what? Somebody the other day, a young person, used the term whimsy.
All right.
I'm feeling whimsical. I thought, really? Because that's not an emotion that young people usually express. Whimsy. Like, that's President Harding, Roaring Twenties era talk. All right, go ahead, Colin. Go ahead.
Yeah, how about apples or the donkey? You got to play pin the tail on the donkey, and you got to bob for apples.
I guess I'll take it. Games.
You know what happened to pin the tail on the donkey?
I've done that at birthday parties. They still do that.
I haven't been to
one
of those.
I think it's because they swing at bat or whatever.
Pinata.
Hey, I like pinatas, too.
Yeah.
You could swing the bat at the donkey. Head.
Yes,
that's for little kids, though.
Yeah, but that pin the tail on the donkey, they get you all spun around and put a blindfold on you and then just send you out.
I like Bill's answer, strippers. That'd be an adult birthday party.
I don't think you should have strippers at a birthday party.
No.
I think that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Unless it was your birthday party, right?
No, I don't think there should be strippers at my birthday party either. I think that birthday parties should be times of joy with whimsy.
Look, best I got is like a...
at your birthday party, you might find your wife.
Maybe like a bachelor party.
I wouldn't
party.
Marry a stripper.
Yeah, I wouldn't marry a stripper. I don't
know how many people have seen her naked.
What makes a difference? She'd have money.
Huh?
She'd have money.
Yeah, but you'd have to dust her for fingerprints or something. I don't think that's a good idea.
You see one naked woman, you've seen them all.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true.
You know, I got a friend of mine. He's got a little touch of Down syndrome. He was married for a year, and he never, ever seen his wife naked.
All
can you
right.
believe that?
Well, I don't know. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I got to
he's
believe
still
you.
Still virgin. He's in his 50s.
Well, if the marriage wasn't consummated, I'm not sure it was legal.
I would go along with that.
Well, there you go. So he was not married.
Yeah, he don't... I guess they don't have a puberty or attraction for the opposite sex or something, but... No, he don't look at girls,
Well,
that's probably the same from his mind.
Mine too at this moment. Thank you.
Yep.
Hi. All right, 740-383-9944. Because the category is...
Name something you'd find at a birthday party. And we have cake, gifts, party hats, games, and there's one answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody guess ice cream?
No ice cream on the list.
Oh, that's pitiful birthday party. Thank you.
Oh, my.
No ice cream.
I don't know. I mean, the one we have left is the second one. I figured this one would have been off pretty
good. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things.
that probably would have been what I said first.
Go ahead, caller.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Oh,
Scott?
God.
He said, oh, God. That'd be a no, right?
This is not really the question.
You know what? I'm going to take you and Matt both to a strip club.
Oh, I'll pass
it. Take Matt to the club.
No, I'll pass it.
Stir up some whimsical joy.
I'm busy that weekend.
Right,
bye-bye. It always goes there, doesn't it? No. Anyway.
Oh.
Things at a birthday party. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 57 minutes past the hour. See, these games always run off into the sunset.
I don't know. I mean, you hear the ad for sirens all the time on the Blitz.
Yeah, wow.
Sirens.
If that's people's cup of tea, go ahead. Right? Hello? I mean, what's wrong?
I don't know. It's just funny.
No, but if that's what you like to do, okay, fine.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, why not? It's not exactly my pastime.
No, I got other things to do. 8 to 10 tonight on this station. It'll be live. And 10 to 11. Don't miss any of that for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
How about some fun? Because you ain't having no fun at your birthday party.
No fun.
No fun. You got that right. Go ahead. Nothing that truer has ever been said. No fun. 740-383-9944. Things at a birthday party. And which ones do we have?
So far we have cake, gifts, party hats, and games.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 minute warning here left to go on this Getaway Friday. Friday, August the 7th, 2026. First Friday. In the month of August.
That's good.
Yes, it is. Did I tell you, do you know what's in Mexican hot chocolate?
No.
Dairy Queen has a Mexican hot chocolate blizzard, I swear.
Okay.
And so I'm in the car the other day with somebody at the Dairy Queen. Follow me here. And I say, Mexican hot chocolate blizzard. I said, what's different between Mexican hot chocolate and American hot chocolate? And they said, it's hot. And I said, I believe all hot chocolate is hot. And they go, no, I meant spicy. I thought that was funny.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's not spicy, by the way.
It's not spicy.
No.
So what's the difference?
There's one item that makes it different. We found it out on the radio the other day.
What is it?
Cinnamon.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
I don't think that makes a whole big difference, but...
All right. We going to get any guesses here? We only got about a minute left. 740-383-9944. Things at a birthday party. One answer left to go. It's the second answer.
This is probably the first one I guessed.
Well, I don't. This one's not even hard.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll take one more call. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the, what is it? Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, Spin Doctors, Ohio State Fair, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Tonight's Bailey Zimmerman.
That'll be a good concert.
Don't know who it is.
I like Bailey Zimmerman. I couldn't tell you any of the names of their songs, though, which is... I guess not.
I think
good.
It's more of a kid thing. Here's our last call. Go ahead.
Yeah, you must have strippers on your mind. Cinnamon's a stripper name.
Cinnamon is not a stripper name. Cinnamon is a spice.
I don't know. If you get married, you going to see your wife naked? Or you guys going to sleep in separate beds?
We'll probably sleep at separate addresses if I get married.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. You got it right. That's how you keep the marriage going. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think we're done for the day. I think we were done about 2 hours ago. But we're definitely done now. We'll be back tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. with a special guest. Maybe. If they've heard this show, they might not show up tonight. Who knows? Special guest in the studio. And all kinds of fun stuff going on tonight. You're not going to want to miss any of that for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
I was interrupted and I missed part of the show. What answers do you have on the birthday thing?
We have, what are they, Matt? Cake? Presents? Hats?
I can't remember what the first, the fourth
one. What about balloons or candles?
Balloons! That was it. You got it.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
I don't want to be in the drawing, though.
No, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, balloons. There we go. For this day, for Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
Individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah.